Bedtime Bites presents The Sleepy Adventure of Oliver Owl. Once upon a time, in a cozy little cottage at the edge of Whispering Woods, there lived a young girl named Freya. Freya loved bedtime, but not because she was eager to sleep. Oh no, she loved bedtime because that's when her magical stuffed animal, Oliver Owl, came to life. Every night, as soon as Freya's mom tucked her in and kissed her goodnight, Oliver's eyes would begin to twinkle. "Are you ready for tonight's sleepy adventure?" he'd hoot softly. Freya would nod excitedly, and in a blink, they'd be whisked away to the land of Nod, a magical realm where dreams come to life. On this particular night, as they soared through the starry sky, Oliver said, "Tonight, Freya, we're going to visit the Slumberland Fair." Freya's eyes widened with wonder as they approached a twinkling carousel made entirely of clouds. Glittering shooting stars whizzed by, leaving trails of stardust in their wake. "Wow!" Freya gasped. "It's beautiful, Oliver." They landed gently, and Freya noticed all the fantastical creatures around them. There were teddy bears juggling moon rocks, unicorns with manes made of cotton candy, and even a group of pajama-clad penguins doing a silly sleepwalk dance. "Welcome to the Slumberland Fair," a kind voice said. Freya turned to see a tall, elegant woman with hair that looked like the night sky. "I am Luna, the guardian of sweet dreams. Would you like to try some of our sleep-tastic games?" Freya nodded eagerly, and Luna led them to the first booth. It was called Counting Sheep Leap, where fluffy sheep jumped over a fence, and you had to count them as they went by. 1, 2, 3. Freya counted, feeling her eyelids getting a little heavier with each sheep. Next, they visited the Lullaby Lane, where soft, soothing music played from flowers that swayed gently in a warm breeze. Freya felt herself yawning as they walked through. "Feeling sleepy yet?" Oliver hooted softly. "Not yet," Freya said, rubbing her eyes. "There's still so much to see." They moved on to the Snooze Cruise, a boat ride through a river of warm milk. As they floated along, Freya saw dreamy scenes on either bank, cozy beds with the softest-looking pillows she'd ever seen, and hammocks swinging gently between twinkling stars. By the time they reached the end of the ride, Freya was having trouble keeping her eyes open. "I might be ready for bed now," she said with a big yawn. Luna appeared beside them, smiling warmly. "You've had quite the adventure, little one. It's time to return home and get some rest." Oliver wrapped a wing around Freya, and in a swirl of stardust, they were back in her bedroom. Freya snuggled down into her bed, feeling warm and content. "Thank you for the wonderful adventure, Oliver," Freya murmured sleepily. "You're welcome, Freya," Oliver hooted softly. "Sweet dreams." As Freya drifted off to sleep, she could still hear the faint echoes of the Slumberland Fair lullabies. She knew that tomorrow night, another magical sleepy adventure would be waiting for her, but for now, she was happy to close her eyes and dream of the wonderful memories she'd made. And so, with a smile on her face and Oliver Owl watching over her, Freya fell into a deep, peaceful sleep, ready to wake up refreshed and excited for another day of imagination and wonder. The end.